Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Looking for love. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Above a four-lane highway on the edge of Sweetwater, Texas, are billboards advertising lots of things. Local businesses, attorneys, attractions, Jesus Christ. But one such billboard is unlike the others, a 20-foot-tall sign standing above a small gas station, showcasing an older man's pixelated face and a number next to it. Finding love is tough, and some of us, well, we go to great lengths to do it. One of these men is Vermont native Albert Gilberti, and today we'll be discussing his personalized billboard, a measure in his bizarre, but perhaps somewhat sweet, quest to find love in the middle of rural Texas. Sweetwater, Texas is a 10,000-person town about an hour west of Abilene, a Christian town that's community-oriented, quiet, and serene. This is why Gilberti's billboard is a bit of an oddity there. Sweetwater is not a place for singles. It's not even a place for hyper-socializing, unless you really like church or wind turbines. We'll get to that later. The billboard reads strangely even from one's car, an odd call to action in the dusty Texas wasteland. As mentioned before, it has a man's photo on the left, not a great one, it's dark and low quality, and to the right the words, "Lonely male, can relocate, Sweetwater." Under that it says, "Seeks female marriage-minded, enjoy karaoke." Under that it says, "Don't text and drive," and the number, 865-382-4399, and a Gmail, gilbertialbert@gmail.com. The man who answers the number on the billboard is Albert Gilberti, a real person looking for love. Though he doesn't have the southern drawl that the billboard's location might elicit, the Vermont native's heart is there, in Sweetwater. According to a wonderful Texas Monthly piece about Gilberti and his billboard, Gilberti's number one want is to relocate from his home in Rutland, Vermont, and start a new life. So in jumpstarting that aim, Gilberti is looking for love in and around Sweetwater. According to Gilberti, he'd like to share a romance and karaoke with, quote, a single individual, preferably a slender one between the ages of 45 and 80. His ultimate aim is to get back to Sweetwater, Texas, a place he once visited over 10 years ago for literally less than an hour. In an interview, he says, quote, "I like the area. There's mountains in the background, and that's where I'd like to retire." But how did we get here, to a place of billboard in a random town that this man has not lived in and barely visited? Well, first, he feels like it's his time. The two-time divorcee is on the hunt for a healthy, lasting love and says that, during his previous relationships, he wasn't perhaps the best version of his romantic self. But now, at age 70, he's hoping he can spend the last of his years in the best relationship he can be in, hunkering down in Sweetwater, splitting rent with the woman he loves, and maybe singing some karaoke duets along the way. And again, why Sweetwater? Another interesting question that has a deceptively simple answer. Sometime around 2012 or so, Gilberti isn't entirely sure, he and his then-wife were passing through West Texas on a Greyhound bus after visiting relatives in Arizona. When the bus stopped at a gas station in Sweetwater, Gilberti looked out the window and noticed the small, cute downtown overlooking a picturesque mesa. Suddenly, and completely unprovoked, except by the scenery he was experiencing, Gilberti says he was overcome by the sense that this place was home. Quote, I loved the way the town was laid out, and I loved the landscape, and I just thought, this is where I want to be, he says. But Gilberti faced a major obstacle in, quote, being there. On that short Greyhound bus stopover, he never found out the town's name. At that point, he was living in Denison, Texas, a town about 75 miles from Dallas. But then Gilberti ended up leaving Texas and moving to Oklahoma, then to Ohio, and eventually to Vermont, where he currently resides. Years later, using Google Maps, Gilberti revisited the quest to find the place that made him feel so much like it was home, spending weeks tracing the suspected path of his 2012 bus journey before eventually pinpointing the rest stop that he'd encountered more than 10 years ago. Quote, I looked at photos of so many convenience stores and bus stops, but I eventually found it, he says. As he looked for housing in that area, Gilberti decided that he might as well start looking for a romantic partner, too. And why the billboard? Well, Gilberti had tried online dating in the past, but grew tired of scams targeting older men. Quote, besides, I knew that a billboard would stand out and make people realize that I'm sincere, he says. I want a partnership, and if it leads to marriage, great. Despite what maybe people think online and what I've read, the billboard is sincere and seemingly totally serious. In fact, so serious that Gilberti spent thousands of dollars to finance the billboard. Lamar Advertising, who owns the billboard space, estimated that the sign is being viewed by nearly 21,000 motorists per week, odds that, personally, are probably better than an online dating app. Kyle McAllister, a Lamar account executive who helped Gilberti commission the billboard, is optimistic Gilberti will find love, and happy the billboard has brought some heat to his business and to the area. Quote, I hope it works for him, McAllister says. There's been such a good response that next time I won't even charge him. Not that I'm hoping for it not to work, but if it doesn't, there might actually be a next time. Why? Surprisingly, or maybe unsurprisingly as you're listening to this, this isn't the first time Gilberti's put up a billboard looking for love. Oh no, not at all. More on Gilberti's past love schemes, or concepts, after the break.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
How's it going out there?
Mm-hmm.
Going good, going good. Do I sound a little hoarse? Perhaps.
You just make sure you keep your instrument in tip-top
this
shape.
This finely tuned smoking machine. No, I'm not a smoker, although I sound like one.
Yeah, it's nice you have a sip of water.
Jazzy. Yeah, sometimes every once in a while I'll say water, eh, but I'll take a sip.
We want to thank anyone who's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And to our government and our mayors.
Absolutely, that too.
They had some money to burn. They put up some billboards of their own.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they're looking for stuff.
Let's hear them.
This billboard reads, have you seen my keys? And don't respond with, they got to be around here somewhere, because it doesn't help. They had to put a billboard up to try to find these dang keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mercer Rothermel.
Hello.
This billboard says, hey, anyone ever know what happened to that one person I went to high school with that was weird? Can't find them on Facebook. Do you know where they are? Just curious. Why aren't they on Facebook? They got the money and they're burning it. And the, listen, the billboard companies are like, we'll take it. We don't care.
They don't care.
It's Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
Should I order food online or should I make this food that I bought at the grocery store that I said I was going to make it, just going to sit in the refrigerator and then I'm gonna end up throwing it out because then I run over to like DoorDash or something like that and just order something.
Mm.
What should I do? I'm going to order DoorDash anyway. That's Matthew Clemenza, right?
Hello.
This mayor says, no, I won't give you a ride to the airport. Don't even bother asking. Just putting that out there. It's rude to do. Just get taken Uber or something. You know what I mean? Like, don't, why?
Yeah, don't trouble everyone.
Because it's never a convenient
time.
Spend
the 30 bucks.
It's 30 bucks.
30 to 75. I don't know what city you're in. You're in Sweetwater. I don't know.
You don't know what money is. What is it? $10,000? What do I care?
Burn it, baby.
That's Casey Weber.
Hello.
This mayor says, I will drive you to the airport, but I won't let you forget it.
Mm-mm.
I will bring it up every chance I get, and I will use it as leverage because a ride to the airport, you owe me. If I need to dispose of a dead body, remember that ride to the airport that I did at 5:30 a.m.?
Oof.
Or like 5:30 p.m. traffic?
Yikes, yikes.
And that is good. That is fair.
Yeah.
That is one body disposal.
That's owed.
That's owed.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Meehan.
Hello.
This mayor says, yeah, I'm good with seeing any more baby pictures. Great. It's great. I don't need to see any more of them. Mm-hmm. I saw a few of them. That's enough. I don't need to see any more.
Mm-hmm.
Stop forcing them on me.
Mm-hmm.
No more baby pictures. Throw something else in there in the mix. These billboards are
wow.
difficult to read.
No one really pre-approved that copy at all.
And also, how about this? Why don't you ask me how I'm doing? For once.
It's a big
billboard. Why is it just a one-way street? Also, it's a baby. It looks like any baby. I can't tell the difference. That is the ever ice cold Kat Joselle.
Hello.
This mayor's like, yeah, I'll look at some more baby pictures. But guess what? I'm going to be judgmental as hell.
Ooh.
I'm going to rank these babies.
Okay.
They better be good pictures. Because you know what? Usually you post photos of food, and it's boring photos of food. These photos of food are just kind of like, can you judge it up? Why is it all brown?
Wow.
These billboards, I'm telling you, the billboard companies need the cash. They need the cash.
Nobody's copy editing these billboards. I'll say that.
It's just running wild.
Mm-mm.
These streets are running wild. Well, that's courtesy of Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
And our governor. Guess who owns the billboard company? Guess who? And they make a thing like, hey, do you want to have an all-out war with people you know? Turn to a billboard.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Sure, you can look for love. Why don't you try looking for hate?
Ooh.
I'll take your money.
I'll take that.
I'll take it. You can just zell it on over. You can cash app it. You can use a firm. I don't care. I want that. I got to fill these billboards up. I got to fill them up. I can't have empty billboards. It's like that movie Three Billboards. She's like, three billboards? Tell me, where's the movie with 1,000 billboards?
Yeah, my empire.
That's
the billboard empire.
That's our ever diversifying her funds, Governor
Avian Noble.
If you want no ads, no chit chat, bonus episode 7 days free. Why not? Check it out. Tons of bonies, tons of bonus episodes
tons
out there.
Of them.
Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Now you want to head back to a billboard that's a little more reasonable.
Yeah, let's get back to our reasonable billboard in Sweetwater, Texas. Now, Albert Gilberti is actually no stranger to putting himself out there on a giant billboard looking for dates and really ultimately love. He actually put up his first billboard in 2005, trying for the same thing, and then two other times. I found one of the other billboards on Reddit. It's a photo from one in Youngstown, Ohio, the city he lived before he moved to Vermont. It's designed similarly, but does leave you with some lingering questions. It has a picture of Gilberti, although this picture is admittedly a slightly higher quality photo, and it's of him. He is smiling in a suit and a fedora hat. The words next to his picture are, "Looking for love, Albert Gilberti." Single male, 69 years, and then the words, quote, singer/system, underneath that. Finally, it says, female, 35 plus, and his email, the same one that's on his current billboard. All of these times were successful, he says, though I couldn't find out if the billboard led to either of his marriages. In an interview about one of the billboards, I'm not sure which one, Gilberti says, quote, "That one got so many calls that I transferred the number over to my friend, and he said he and his girlfriend had phone calls 24/7. This is the fourth and last one in Sweetwater," he added. Conveniently, Sweetwater is also ready for Gilberti. According to Karen Hunt, executive director of the Sweetwater Chamber of Commerce, Sweetwater isn't exactly a single person's mecca, kind of mentioned before. She says that many singles in town drive to Abilene for dating, and that the unattached men who end up in Sweetwater aren't there for romance. They're there for work opportunities. They're there for work opportunities. Sweetwater and the county it resides in have some of the largest wind farms in the world. It's kind of their thing, Hunt adds. Though Sweetwater doesn't have a ton of dining options or a working movie theater, it has some other draws, namely churches, and a fairly popular World War II museum dedicated to the women Air Force service pilots. The community is building new housing and could always use more singles, says Hunt. We are small and rural, which can be very attractive for those who are looking to leave the rat race behind and be around families and attend good churches, she adds. While I couldn't find out if Gilberti is a religious man, what is important to him is that Sweetwater has multiple options for performing karaoke. Maybe someone who enjoys both karaoke and church? Quote, "I'm looking for someone who is sincere, honest, and loyal," he says. "They can be liberal or conservative, younger or older, religious or not religious, as long as they're sincere, honest, and loyal." In a Zoom interview, Peter Hawley from Texas Monthly met with Gilberti to get deeper into his search for love and his unconventional style of finding it. When they connected, Gilberti appeared on his screen in a tailored black suit and a white fedora, a fedora not unlike what he'd worn on his previous billboard. Quote, "You look slick," Hawley says on the Zoom. Quote, "I wanted you to see that I'm the kind of guy who puts in effort when it comes to finding a romantic partner," Gilberti replied. The two talked for 8 minutes. In that time, according to the Texas Monthly piece, Gilberti sung some of his favorite karaoke songs across multiple genres. Says Hawley, quote, "His karaoke range, it turns out, spans from Hippies and Cowboys by Cody Jinks to Karma Police by Radiohead. He pauses only to adjust his gray shoulder-length hair, which he later assures me is not a mullet. We are not on a date, but we might as well be." The two go on to discuss a few qualities that makes Gilberti a great catch. Quote, "He makes a mean lasagna, he does 100 push-ups a day, and he loves the early 2000s rock band Stained. If you're wondering, Gilberti's favorite Stained song is Outside, a brooding, moody song about feelings of heartbreak and alienation." I also know what you're thinking right about now. Is Gilberti's newest billboard working? Working like the last ones? Working at all? The answer is a resounding yes. Ever since the billboard went up in early April, the 70-year-old bachelor says he's been inundated with responses from people wanting to know if his billboard is a prank. Of course, it is not. Quote, "I would say maybe 200 or more Texas texts, and it's gone viral. Someone says it was on Instagram," explained Gilberti. In fact, according to some local reporting, a billboard's sincere message has actually reached someone all the way in Albany. Her name is Barbara Joe, and she texted Gilberti seeing if perhaps there might be a match. Barbara Jo lost her fiancé to COVID in 2020, and this year she finally felt ready to find love again. Quote, "My sweetheart that I was engaged to in 2020, I lost to COVID. He was the perfect match for me, but it's been hard. But I saw the billboard, and now the time," said Barbara Jo. So she went for it. Quote, "I texted him and said a few things about myself. I just feel like it's a fun time in my life, and I just want to enjoy the last years I have to just have fun, laugh a lot, and enjoy. I play the bass guitar, I play in bands, I sing karaoke," and that's what he had on his billboard, to sing karaoke. But, so far, and kind of personally disappointingly, Barbara Jo has not heard anything back. No texts at all. No response. I, Rebecca of Ghost Town Podcast, actually emailed Albert Gilberti, and we did get a response just very recently, right,
Jason?
We did.
Jason? I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. I didn't know what it was in reference to because I didn't know this is the episode that we were
doing. No context. Do you want to read it?
Do you want me to read you the response?
Yeah. This is, again, I have not checked our email.
This is breaking.
This is new.
You know me, I usually don't chime in.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, we did get an email.
Amazing.
It says as follows. "I would be happy to do your podcast. Would you want to call me live on air? Let me know. Space. Thank you. All one word. No period." Just to
okay.
Give you the, yeah.
Just for your listener context, I asked him a couple of questions. I did not ask him to be on the podcast. And like we've talked about before, we don't really have guests.
And that is, some people don't really know that we don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's understandable to be like, oh, you'd like me to be on it.
Yeah.
When sometimes we're just like, we just want a quote or just station from you.
Because we put out so many of these, it can be hard production-wise to kind of make that happen. Although we could do a little interview and put it on the Patreon.
We definitely could. And, you know, it seems like you've asked them a couple of questions that mm-hmm. we can follow up.
Yeah.
And we just got this. Actually, the email came in 20 hours ago. So it's recent.
Recent.
Yes. That's
hot off the presses.
It's hot off the presses.
I did get a response. So yes. that is again, we rarely have breaking news on this podcast. Yeah. This is very exciting for us. So that's his story. And we will follow up. And again, if you're a Patreon subscriber or you want to try it for 7 days, we'll put his responses up there and we'll get a little more in depth.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.